Okay. So we have the difficulty, I think we understand. Let's go back to where we left off. We had the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought down the chiluk between Fusas Habayis and regular Shutfis. So the Mishnah read, again, we'll read the Mishnah again. Achan HaShutfin, K'chayovim B'kalvim, P'turim Ma'isa Behema. V'shechayovim B'ma'isa Behema, P'turim Min HaKalvim. So it's one, meaning if they're, the two go together, because if you're called Shutfim, then you're chayiv in a kalbin because it's considered individual shkolim, as we explained. You give a kalbin when you give multiple shkolim, you have to give a kalbin. So obviously, if we look at it like a multiple nesina, then you have to give a kalbin. And if we look at it as though the father is still giving it, kilu it's coming as one nesina, then you don't give a kalbin. So the Mishnah basically says, if they're chayiv in kalbin, the potter ma'aseh behema. If the chayv and ma'aseh behema, the potter from a kalbin. It goes together. A strange way, the way the Mishnah reads it, as we explained, the Mishnah L'chor is not giving us any clarity by doing that, but that's how the Mishnah reads. Now the Mishnah explains, konum etfisis habayis chayovin. If they bought behemis with tfisis habayis, the chayv. V'yim lav, pturin. And if not, the potter. Okay, if not, meaning if it wasn't from, meaning if they got the behemis directly from Tfus Habayis, then they're chayev. But imlav pturin, choku v'chozu v'nishtatfu, if the brothers divided the Yerusha, and then they rejoined forces, so then they're like regular shutfin. Chayovin b'kalbin pturin m'maisebein. Like all shutfis. Okay. Bashkofer Rishon at the end of the Mishnah is not telling you any Chiddush, right? Just because they're brothers. What's the difference that they're brothers? They made a division. Now each one owned their own respective portions. Now they went to they made a Shutfis like any Shutfis. Why should it be any different? But that's really what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it's like a regular Shutfis. But obviously the fact that the Mishnah had to say it means there's some kind of Chiddush in this last piece. So we had two ways to learn the Mishnah. We had the Rambam's way to learn and the other Rishon. The Rambam had a very mechudishtik way to learn. He didn't learn the Mishnah ho'achin ha'shutfin. He learned ho'achin ve'ha'shutfin. And the Rambam actually held that brothers, right, are also potter from Maisa Behem if they yarshin together. And the Rambam explains because he feels that Yerusha is like Lekicha. And that's really what he holds Shutfis is. He holds Shutfis is Chayiv and Maisa Behem. Okay, so most of the Rishonim hold the essence of Shutfis is Potter from Maisa Behem. Not the partnering up, the partnership is Potter from Maisa Behem. That's the way all the Rishonim learn except for the Rambam. The ownership called Shutfis is Potter from Maisa Behem. And if you have a Shutfis that goes for 100 generations, they'll always be potter from Maisa Behem. Atsoif kol aderes. Right? That's the way most of the Rishonim learn. The Rambam learns partnership. Partnership is not potter from Maisa Behem. It's the partnering that's considered a transaction. And therefore, it's only the initial partnering that's potter from Maisa Behem. But then the ongoing behemoths that are born from the partnership, that's the sheet of the Rambam. And therefore, the Rambam learns that the only reason why brothers are potter from Maisa Behema is because the Yerusha itself is called a partnering. And the Rambam would say then, once the brothers yarshin the initial cattle, now the future cattle is chayv in Maisa Behema, just like any shutfis is chayv. So obviously, the Rambam has to play around with the girsa, which he does. But the logic of the Rambam, we couldn't wrap our heads around. What's the svar in the Rambam? If he holds that Yerusha is called Lekicha, which is fine, then it should always be called Lekicha. Obviously, that's not what's going on. The Mishnah itself is clearly making a distinction. The Rambam obviously would hold that there's a difference between one Shutif and multiple Shutif. So if you have one guy, I'm sorry, not Shutif, one Yerush and multiple Yerush. One Yerush is Chayiv in Ma'aseh Behemah. And that would be a case of Tfusas Abayis, that's Chayiv and Maisa Behem. One Yerush. So basically, to put it blunt, the Rambam holds that Tfusas Abayis is only really by one Yerush. That's really the way it works. In other words, according to the Rambam, once there's multiple Yerushim, it's like Shutfus, which equals like Lekicha. In other words, the Rambam is saying, Shutfus is Potter because it's Lekuach. And every Shutfus is called Lekuach. And Yerushim are also called Lekchim, even though they got it through Yerusha. But if there's one Yerush, then the Rambam also agrees it's not called Lekuach. And that's where we had no understanding. That's what we were working on the whole Shiur to try to understand. Mamonavshech. If Bailus that comes through Yerusha is not called Lekuach, what's the difference if it's one or multiple? And if Bailus that's an Elamite to say from each other, so that was the issue we had. There is no from each other yet at this point. At this point, the schus of each Yerush and the Chosim is not coming from each other, it's coming from the top. Which is precisely why most of the Rishonim called Tfusas Abayis every Yerusha. No matter how many, you can have 1,000 Yerushim, it's called Tfusas Abayis. Till they divide, it's Tfusas Abayis, because they're holding on to property that was not manipulated sideways, it only came from the top. So L'chair, it makes no difference if there's one Yerush or five Yerushim. Until they divide, it's always coming from the top. And either you look at the transfer from the top to the Yerushim as Lekicha, in which case, even if there's one Yerush, should be parted from Maisa Behema. And if you don't look at it as Lekicha, then it should be like all the other Rishonim, which is that it should always be Chayiv and Maisa Behema until they make a division. That's the problem. So now let's go into the Gemara, and then we'll come back and try to get clarity in all the Shittas. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Yeh Lecha V'loi Shel Shutfus. Okay, Shutfus is excluded. Yochel Afilu Konu Mitzvus Habayis, Tamud Loimar Yeh Lecha. Tamud Loimar Yeh Lecha. So Yeh Lecha is basically Mikom Okam, Tamud Loimar Yeh. Says the Gemara, that Pasuk is Hai B'Bchor Ksiv. Ask the Gemara, V'Hai B'Bchor Ksiv. It's talking about B'Chor. That pasuk is talking about b'chor. Says the Gemara, "May the Indian b'chor do yisi b'shutfus k'siv b'chor is b'kachem v'tzayin chem tzayin v'maisa behema." Can't be talking about b'chor, because b'chor we know is chayiv in shutfus. So al kochach the pasuk is talking about maisa behema. How do we know b'chor chayiv shutfus? Because there's a ribbon. Okay. Now again, just even before we go one step further, the Gemara seems to be saying that even Tfusas Habayis has some level of Shutfus. Because if there's zero Shutfus, what did the Gemara need Yeah for? Right? Even at this point of the Gemara. And I'm not going into Rambam who holds multiple Yerushim, there's no Tfusas Habayis. I'm talking about the way all the other Rishonim hold. That Tfusas, until you divide something, it's Tfusas Habayis. And it's not called Shutfus. Still, for some reason, the Gemara needs a pasuk. Because the Gemara says, Yochel afilu konu mitzvus habayis. Yeah, I would think even since habayis. So what I'm trying to say is, you see clear that tfus habayis is not shutvis, it's something in between. It's not quite not shutvis, it's not yes shutvis, it's something in the middle. And there's a ribui, that kind of semi-partnership is not a partnership for Maisa Behem. Says the Gemara, Omar Birmiya, Pomim Chayav Mizel Bazeh. Sometimes they're Chayav in both. Pomim Pturim Mizel Mizeh. Pomim Chayav Mekalm Pturim Mizel Behem. Pom Shechem Mizel Mizel Behem. Pturim Mizel Kalbim. What does it mean? Chayav Mizel Bazeh Shechoku Pisofim Vlechoku Behem. Pturim Mizel Mizeh Shechoku Behem Vlechoku Pisofim. Chayav Mekalbim Pturim Mizel Behem Shechoku Mizel Bazeh. Okay, he seems to be saying nothing. Zero chiddush here. He's basically saying that anything that's still tfusas habayis is potter from kalbin, in Chayiv and Ma'aseh Beinu, which is what the Mishnah said. Right? The Mishnah already said, anything that the brother are holding on as Tfusas Abayas is Chayiv and Ma'aseh Beinu. And anything that the brothers are holding on to as Shutfus is Chayiv and Kalbin. Rabbi Yirmi is saying the same thing. All he's saying is, if you happen to be a Shutuf with the animals, then it's going to be part of a Ma'aseh Beinu. If you happen to be a shutif in the money, you'll be chayiv and kalben. And if you happen to be not a shutif in the behemah, and you are a shutif in the money, so then you'll be chayiv and kalben, and you'll be chayiv in ma'aseh behemah. It's all just not. It's affecting more pshita. He didn't say any chidushim. Says the Gemara, yeah. Chokul behemah lechokul b'ksofim mitzrichlei. It is a chidush. Sal, now they're trying to figure this out. Sal kadai de chamine kivon shechogu bebehemah. This is, sounds like what your svarim was saying, what we're thinking about. Sal kadai de chamine kivon de chogu bebehemah golu daitayu de lemifli kaimu lachayvu bekalbin kamash malon. What in the world does that mean? I would think that since they started separating already the behemah, yeah. So they show that they want to make a chalukah. Okay. And the Mela, I would say, for l'chaivu b'kalba. What do you mean? There's no chalukah. I want, I plan, I would like to. Who cares? Still, this is a bias. The Gemara is saying that Rav Yirmiyah came to tell us a chiddush, that even though they already did option B on the behemoth, so I would think by doing option B on the behemoth, they show that they plan. They plan on doing option B on the money too. Kamash Malon, who cares what they plan? Let's say even they make a shvu, they're going to do it. They make a shvu, the raisa with a sefer teh. Who cares what they're going to do? Right now, it's Tfusas Abayas. What's the chiluk? Right? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Every single Yerusha is Tfusas Abayas until you divide. Not because you don't plan to divide, because that's a technical halachic term. Until you divide, it's Tfusas Abayas. Which is exactly the Kamash Malon. It's exactly the Kamash Malon. What's the Hava meaning? The Gemara says the Hava meaning is that you would think that since they started dividing part of the going, that they would like to divide the rest. Okay. Let's even say it's Shodit. And let's go a step further. Let's say they said, we plan on doing it. Still, this is a bias. What would be in our Mishnah if the brothers already hired an estate lawyer, a professional chalukah expert, until he divides the money? Still, this is a bias. Tfusas Abayas, till you divide it. Tfusas Abayas is a technical halachic term. It's more than a term. It's halachic status. So what's the difference? We planned, we started, we did some, so probably we're going to do the others. I don't have kamina. I said, Ein Echanami, that's the Kamash Malon. But Rav Yirmiyah is saying that's a Chiddush. That's what Rav Yirmiyah is saying. Tosa the Chiddush. Why? What's going on? Omar Avanan, and the Chiddush here in the Gemara just gets further and further. Omar Avanan, Loi Shano, Elo Shechoku Gdiim Keneged Gdiim Utyoshim Keneged Gdiim. The din of our Mishnah said the following, which we said we didn't understand it in the Mishnah either. Our Mishnah said if the brothers divided, and then they reunited. So the Mishnah said, it's too late. They're shutfim already. Right? So we said already in the Mishnah, that's pashat. Once you divide, you divide. The Mishnah said, if the brothers divide and then they reunite, they go back to the status of shutfis. Of course. Right? Obviously, the Mishnah is trying to say, don't think you could rejuvenate tfusas abayis. You can make a tchias hamesim. You can make a tchias hamesim to tfusas abayis. Why would you think that? Fine. So in the Mishnah, our only question is why you would think that. The Gemara actually says, Mikan l'tchiyas ha-meisim shal tfusas ha-bayis min ha-ter. The Gemara says you could. By mad for him, amurim, that you can't bring back the previous status. That's all if it was gedim keneged tiyoshim. But if it was gedim keneged gedim, utiyoshim keneged tiyoshim, then you could bring it back. Wow. That's a pella. How do you bring it back? It's done. You could make another shutfis. How do you bring back a status that was here before? Say, Eliyahu Hanavi could make tchias hameisim. How do you make tchias hameisim? That's what the Gemara says. Avo chokun gedim keneged gedim. Utiyoshim keneged tiyoshim. Oimer zechelke yamagia mishor rishena. It sounds almost like it's brera, is what the Gemara is using, that type of terminology. It's brera. Okay? What does brera do? And Rabbi say, if you think about it for a moment, not only what does brera do, brera here should make it worse. Do you chop what I'm saying? Brera should make it worse. Because here we're dealing with a cancellation. You want to now reverse what you did. Right? You want, what's the Gemara saying? That once you broke up from the Tfisas Habayis, the Mishnah said, once you broke up from Tfisas Habayis, it's too late. You can't bring it back to Tfisas Habayis. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara, now I'm asking you, where would it be more logical to say that you could bring back what was here before? The less final the Chalukah was, the more logical it is you could revoke it. Right? The more real the chalukah is, the harder it is to revoke. Correct? I mean, I'm saying aleph beis what I'm saying is. Right? It's not elementary, it's preschool. So why is the Gemara saying here, Loi shanu ela shechoku gedim keneged gedim. So there, gedim keneged tiyashim. There we say, this is not really what you yarshed. Oh, great, so let's go back to what we were. Let's cancel. This is not a real chalukah. So not only don't we understand what the Gemara is saying, the logic is the other way around. It's reverse logic here. If we understood the logic, we wouldn't understand what's going on. But I'm saying, not only we don't understand it's fakert. The svar is nice and fakert. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to add something here. Rashi says, Loishonu, Rashi says, Gidim keneged gidim, utyashim keneged gidim. The lekol amem is echelke hamagia mimises avim. The vaday b'shas mises zezocha b'chatzi gedim b'chatzi tiyoshim. V'zeh b'chatzi gedim b'chatzi tiyoshim. Hilkoch, hash te kinyinu shezeh koinu mizeh, v'avloda sheyeshnu b'shas chaluka p'tur ma'ese b'hem ulekuach. V'oysen asidim lovay p'tur mishum shutfis. Avol choku gedim k'ne gedim b'yoshim k'ne gedim amrinim b'reirem v'zeh chelka mabriya b'mises avim v'adayin yirushi. V'shem Yerushalayim v'chichozo v'nishtatfu hodro l'tfir rabayis k'merei shavlav shutfisu. Like, Rashi sounds like now he wants to join forces with the Rambam. He can't fully, doesn't want to totally go to the Rambam, Shita, but Rashi now all of a sudden is mixing in Lakuach. Who's talking about Lakuach? We were talking about Shutfis. Ha'achin, Ha'shutfin, Rashi's gears is Ha'achin, Ha'shutfin. We're talking about Shutfis. Right? So according to Rashi, the way Rashi learned in the Mishnah, once the brothers divide and they reunite, the problem is shutfis. It's not tfusis abayis anymore. Now Rashi tries to say that the loishanu of the Gemara saying is that if I took tiyoshim and you took tiyoshim, so we didn't have to buy from each other, ki'ilu. Well, as far as you were trying to say, why when there's multiple yoshim, we don't have any business together. My tiyoshim are my tiyoshim, your tiyoshim are your tiyoshim. If I take tiyoshim and you take diem, then by definition, There was also a transaction sideways between the brothers, because the five tiyashim that I got, I couldn't have gotten from the Yerusha alone, because part of those five belonged to you. So therefore, Rashi says it's like lekuach. Okay, so that's not what we're not dealing with, the problem of lekuach. We're dealing with the problem of shutfim. Rashi was, we're not dealing with lekuach. And now we want to bring it back to tfusas abayis. Right? So it should be easy to bring it back to tfusas abayis if we didn't fully divide yet. But if we fully divided, right, it should be harder to bring back to tfusas abayis. So if you say, these are my gedim that I got from when it fell to me, and these are gedim you got when it fell to you, and now we go back and mishtatif, so I'm taking my five gedim, and you're taking your five gedim, and we're partnering. Whereas, if these five gedim weren't mine, they were partially yours, and then I cancel whatever we divided, it's more logical to say that we could go back to tfusas habayis. But for some reason, Rashi is like jumping to lekuach, and going back and forth between lekuach and tfusas habayis. When in fact, the logic, lechayra, is not coherent. I mean, because what would make it more lekuach is actually less logical to make it revert back. Would make it more lekuach to revert back to tfusas habayis. Then, because it would be lekuach, because the gedim that I'm holding are really yours. Okay, so let's go back to that. Bottom line is, what are we doing by chazu v'nishtatfu? We're attempting to cancel what we just did. That's what we're trying to do. We're attempting to cancel what we just did. Okay? Now, it's most logical that you could go back to what it was before if what you just did is not what wasn't wholesome. I was really holding on to your gedim. I said, you know what? Forget about it. Forget what we just did. Let's go back to the gedim that belonged to both of us. That's more logical. If anything, I'm not saying I don't hear that either. But I'm just saying here, not only are we have a challenging point in the Gemara, but the point in the Gemara is almost going against Ibcha Mustafa. Okay, Rav Nachman Omar, Afilu Cholchu Gedim, Kineged Gedim, Utyoshim, Kineged Tyoshim, Einoim Zechelke Hamagim Mishorishim. He says, we never say it. Okay, that's more logical. We don't say it. You can't go back to that state. Rabbi Lezer Omar, even if you say Breira, Loishonu El Shecholku Tisho, Kineged Asora, Vasora, Kineged Tisho. He says like this, if you have Mamish and equal Chaluka, meaning same min and same number, then you could go back to what it was before. Choku tishik neged asor, asor neged tisho. Avu choku tishik neged tisho, asor neged asor. Then we say zechol kamegi rishena, and then you could go back. Fevi echnama afilu choku neged tishik neged tisho, vasor neged asor. Einoim zechol kamegi misharishen. We don't say it. Okay, now what seems to be happening in the Gemara here, the Gemara is going into a Breira sugya, and the Gemara is saying that Breira only works if it has multiple conditions. Condition number one, it has to be one min. And condition number two, according to Rebbe Lezer, is it has to be the same number. But if there's even a discrepancy in the amount, it's also not Breira. It's not a perfect Breira. Now this contradicts Breira in other places in Shas, where we say Breira even by two minim. So Kiveigel in Demai and in other places asks, Asugi seems to say there's no Breira by two minim, right? And the other sugis in Shas and Avodah Zorah and Kiddushin, they say Yesh Breira even by two minim. That's from Kiveigel's question. But now, as you go on, the Gemara is muchach the other way. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon holds Ein Breira. Also, Rabbi Yechon on the time, Domer Vasim Rabbi Yechon Achon Shecholku Luku Chasein. Right, Machzim tells Rabbi Yechon. When brothers make a division, it's not called a real division, and they have to give it back by Yovel. It's like they bought it from each other. It's a sideway transaction. Utsmiche. The Yashmin and Hocha by Maisa Behime. Bahokom Rabiechen, Dumi de Bonecha. Ma Bonecha be Borloch, Afshoch of Tzoncha be Borloch. Has to be exact. And therefore, Brera doesn't work over here. But maybe over there, maybe Brera would work. Right? That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Avul Gabi Sodem. Mecharudom Rachmon Olach Zabiyevel Yushimatan Aloy. And I would say not. The Yashmin and Sodem, Lachumra. It goes back to what it was before. Fine. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara says Brera by two meaning. Nesve. We see there is Brera. Okay? Hashutfim shechoku echad notal asara v'echad notal tisha v'kelev. If there was a Yerusha, and the brothers separated, 10 and 10, but they only had 19. So one of them took 9 and a dog, and the other one took 10. So we know that a mechir kelev, anything that was in exchange for a dog, is possible for the mizbeach. So the question is, can the brother who got the behemoth without the dog use his behemoth for the mizbeach? Because one of them is a mechir kelev. So it says, shekeneged hakelev asurin. The one, the brother that got the animals without the dog, is Aser. She'ima Kelev, the one that got the 9 and the dog, Mutarim. Ask the Gemara, Yamid Yesh Brera, Liver Chad Minayil, Had the Kelev, Velishkol Hanach Velishteri. Okay. So the Gemara answers, it's not the same amount of money. The Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara basically asks is, why can't the guy with the 10 animals take one and say, this one is Keneged the Kelev? And the other 9 are not Keneged the Kelev. The Gemara is proving Ein Brera. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. L'chor, what's the Gemara's whole kasha? This is two minim. By two minim, we don't say Brera. This is a dog and a... We don't say Brera. It's not the door, it's the sheep. We're saying that this sheep was connected to this dog. Right? It's two minim. Elamai, from this part of the Gemara, you see Yesh Brera even by two minim. Right? So you should know that the Rashbin Kedushin ignores the Gemara on Involva Midbeis, which clearly says, Loishanu Elo Gedim Keneget Yashim. Right? The whole Gemara, the Gemara that we started with says, it's only by two minim, where with the by one min, yesh brera. The Gemara clearly limits brera only to one min on nun vav amid beis. The Rashba ignores nun vav amid beis. He goes to nun zayin amid aleph. And he says, oh, I see from here that yesh brera even by two minim. This is the Rashba. Now, without the Rashba, I would have a way to learn this. But I'm just saying, this is how the Rashba learns. The Rashba learns it's Brera, and the Rashba brings a raya from the Gemara on Nun Zayin Amid Aleph, Yesh Brera by two minim, and he totally ignores Nun Vav Amid Beis, which is how this whole Gemara began. This is how we got sucked into this sugya. Nun Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara said, Loi Shanu Elo Gedim Keneged Gedim. It's only goats Keneged goats. But if it would be two minim, we wouldn't say Brera. It doesn't explain that. So I think with the Hezbollah that we'll have, we'll be able to navigate the Brera also, which is also difficult to understand. Okay, so here's why I think this is what we have to clarify in order to understand this. Tfusas Abayis. What is Tfusas Abayis? Why Taka isn't Tfusas Abayis a Shutfis? Forget Lukuach. Forget Lukuach. The Rambam seems to say that if you have one Yorish, it's not even Lukuach. Okay? Now again, the other Rishonim, we had a simple way to learn. They could learn Yerusha is not called Lukuach. Period. Right? But the Rambam holds Yerusha is Lukuach, but Tfus Abayis is not Lukuach. So that's the Rambam. The other Rishonim learn Yerusha is never Lukuach. But Yerusha Shutfis. But Tfus Abayis is not even Shutfis. Why not? What's the pshat? So we had Rashi by us, which we went through last week, and Rashi says something strange. He says it's ki'ilu, the father is still alive. What does Rashi mean it's ki'ilu? The father's dead. That's for sure. The father has no bialos on the nechasim. Rashi says that the tfusas abayis is ki'ilu, the father is still alive. No, but Rashi qualifies tfusas abayis, not ma'isa behema. Tfusas abayis is ki'ilu, the father is still alive. So what I think Rashi is saying is like this. We find two kinds of shutfis. We find the shutfis where the shutfis is in the object. And we've spoken about this in many other shiurim, like by Tzibur, right? We had the Ramban, famous Ramban. The Ramban says that when you bring a korban mincha, you can't bring it b'shutfis, right? So the Ramban says, what do you mean? Shtei alechem, oimer. There are minchas that come from the Tzibur. So the Ramban says, he doesn't explain it. He says it's different. So obviously there's something we call shutfis, and there's something we call tzibur. What's the difference? Isn't the tzibur and shutfis the same? Shouldn't it be the same? So the answer is no. There's a very big difference between tzibur and shutfis. Shutfis means you and I have a common ownership. That means you and I are not connected, right? But I have a financial interest in this cup, and you have a financial interest in this cup. So the cup is forcing us to have business together. It's not that you and I are connected. Our bialos is connected. There's a glue. There's a glue. And the glue forces us, we have a relationship called shutfis, but the relationship is coming from the chayf, it's not from you and me. It's not you and me have a connection. The object, we have an ownership here. And not always is it a crazy glue, right? If it's a yesh pekedei chalukah, we could slice it. Then it's like Elmer's glue, you know? We're not connected forever. If it's a double shein bei chalukah, we're stuck. But even when we're stuck together in lo'olam, we're stuck together because we have a mutual ownership here. Tzibur, the Ragachov explains in many places, tzibur is a connection in the people. You have a tzibur. So now, yes, by them being connected, there are certain things they could do as a tzibur. The problem with a mincha can't come b'shutfis is where the mincha is unifying, the mincha can't unify two people. Nefesh achas, only one entity could bring a korban mincha. The mincha can't connect the people, but connected people could bring a mincha. Thus mein the Ramban. Connected people, they could bring a mincha. Now, when you come to Yerusha, okay, so there's two ways that you could be zeicher in the chosim. One is you could be zeicher in the chosim. One way to look at it is, Reuven, the one that died, was moirished in the chosim to his sons Shimon and Levi. So now there was a transfer from Reuven to Shimon and Levi. What was the transaction? So there's normally this kinyonim, Meshicha, Hagbo, Chazaka. There's a kinyon called Yerusha. Yerusha. Now, the Rambam himself holds that Tfusas Abayis is not a kinyan, not Lakuach. He limits it to where there's only one brother, it's true. But he also agrees to that. Something like this. Yerusha doesn't work where there's a transfer from Reuven to the Yorshim, the transfer of the monies. It's that the Yorshim are kum tachas avihim. The reason why they get the money is because they represent their father. They represent their father, mamela they get the nechasim. And that's why there's sometimes Yerusha by things that's not shayach monetary. L'moshel, a father's mafresh a korban. He dies. So we had that in Tzmura. The Yerushim get the korban. So the Rishonim asked, we brought down a Tosfos Lidin Pesachim, Yerusha, it's not the father's money. Well, in Echanami, you're kom tachas your father. It's the same idea. Yerusha's working because the Yorshim they replace the one that died. They're kom tachtov. And that's why the Gemara says, Yerusha is based on the rules of Kamtachtav. A brother is Yerush because he's Kamtachtav for Yibum. A son is Yerush, the father, he's Kamtachas of Bestei Achuze. Or Beyud from Avriya. So in other words, Yerusha is the people are unifying. And the main way they're getting the Nechasim. Now, Tfutzis Abayis, Kolzman's Tfutzis Abayis, right? And the brothers didn't yet split. So according to all the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, they're holding on to the money, not by the money being transferred to them, but by them taking over the father. They're keeping the father's estate going. They are representing the father. And the male is so long that they represent, and that's what Rashi means, Kiilu, the father's alive. That means the way I'm getting the Nechosim is not by being transferred to me, but by me being connected to the one that died. I'm connected to the one that died. That's true until you make a chalukah. Once you make a chalukah, so now you're an independent. You're an independent. Each one of you came and got your independence. You're no longer sitting by the Nechosim because you are come Tachtov. Now you made a transaction. You and your brothers made a transaction. So we were forced to identify you. Right, because before the Chalukah, we didn't have to identify you. Our own question was, well, it's not even going down. You're going up. Right? But once you make a Chalukah, now you and I have to do business. Right? The Rambam comes, and the Rambam says, Ba-med-var-mam-urim, you could become Tachas Aviv. If it's one person replacing one person. But once you have six people representing one person, by definition, it's not Kontaktiv anymore. They are separate entities. So then you're forced to bring it down. You're forced to bring it down. They can't just, if there's one son, you can say, okay, I'm replacing my father. It's like Yibum. One brother could be Miyabim. If you have six brothers, they can't be Miyabim. They can't all say, I have a position of Yibum here. You can't be Kontaktiv. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. The other Rishonim disagree. They hold till Lamaseh is a Chalukah. It could be in that status. But the Rambam holds it's very similar to Yibum in that way. Once there's more than one brother, and that's why the Rambam doesn't call one brother Lakuach. Because one brother is Kom Tachtav. And Memela, now the Hemshech, the Gemara is very good. The Gemara wants to say, when is there really a Chalukah? Possibly. Only where we can't say, but if I took exactly what you took, so then I'm still sitting here based on my original position. You have what I'm saying? I'm still here based on my original position. I didn't have to create a new position. If the fact is that there's 10 tiyoshim here, and I took 5 and you took 5, so I didn't have to manipulate the original position. The original position also, as me and you representing our father, I had the right to 5 and you had the right to 5 as representing our father. I'm not going into Rambam Shita. Going into all the other Rishonim. So now you took the 5. So if you say, Zechokei Amagiloi Mishor Rishayna, so nothing really new happened. Nothing new happened. I'm still taking it as Kom Tachtov. If I'm still taking it as Kom Tachtov, so really the status of the Nechosim never changed. The status of the Nechosim, how I got the Nechosim, never changed. So now I can go back. Masha'en Cain, if it was Tiyoshim Keneged Gedeim, so there was a status change because there had to be a Lekicha. For me to get the Tiyoshim from you, I couldn't just become Tachas the Mace. I had to do business with you. Because Kom Tachas Mace still entitled you to the Gedeim that I took. So the only way for me to get those Gedeim was to buy them off you. Oh, so now it's very geschmack. The reason why the Gemara held only by min echad, because at this point the Gemara is not just dealing with Brera. The Gemara is dealing now with Tfusis Habayis, with Kom Tachtav, which is much more stringent than Brera. The Gemara later is dealing with Mechir Kelev. Then we open up Achoshim Mishpat. We use regular Brera, the rules of Brera. So if the Rashba says Brera works by two minim, no problem. Here it's not enough to say Brera. Here we have to say that your position of holding on to these five tiyashim today has not changed from how you were able to use the five tiyashim yesterday. Kom tachtov. You can only say that by a min echad. Because if it's shtei minim, what gave you a right to my tiyashim? What gave you a right to my tiyashim? In Hilchus kom tachtov, clearly both brothers have a right equally to all the nechasim. It's not like a shutfis, it's Yerusha. Both brothers have full rights to all the nechasim. So my original right had to be manipulated in order for you to take my gedim. So now, we can't go back to it anymore. It's been manipulated already. That's the point. Okay, I have to stop it.